And the last thing I wanted to ask you about is we asked some questions where we gathered data, but we also asked the people filling out the survey to write in some verbatims and some comments. And there were a couple of things that it's kind of hard to quantify, but I think almost I saw as a theme that ran again throughout all three of these tumor types, which is really the doctor-patient relationship. And also, again, I guess sort of the existential issues that occur in this situation. So we asked in the survey, did the patient have any short-term goals that they were pointing towards that kind of like you were trying to help them move towards? A classic situation that's described in oncology. You have a patient who maybe has a projected limited life expectancy. They have an upcoming graduation, a birthday, a birth. And they focus on that, and trying to get to that event, hopefully in good health, becomes an important goal. And we did see that in many of these cases, the physicians were aware that the patients had goals and they described them. And, they were kind of a lot what you might expect. But it was interesting kind of reading through those. But I was just curious what your thoughts were reading that.
Well, I think it's an interesting question, and it comes up much more frequently than I think a lot of people are aware of. In my own practice, those kind of conversations obviously don't occur early on because patients are more focused on getting over the initial presentation of the disease, and there's anticipation that if there's not a cure, there's going to be a long survival. So these issues come up later on in a natural history of the disease when there's certainly beginning to be a recognition that this may be a fatal disease. And there are two ways to approach those patients. One is I do spend a lot of time talking about new therapies, new agents, and this is where trial comes in, which provides a lot of hope for patients. And hope is such a huge factor in terms of survival, an issue I think that palliative care people play on too. The second component is what you're pointing out was what was in this survey, which is if patients can focus on a pleasant event, something that's important for them, it's almost sort of a metaphysical issue, which is, okay, look, if I want it bad enough, I'll live that long. It doesn't really matter what Dr. Beer does with my chemo, I'm going to live that long. And I, without exception, support that unless it's completely unrealistic, which is usually not the case.